Welcome. I'm Asa A, and this is The August Light, a podcast about my life as an actress and entrepreneur, which technically they're the same thing, but I digress. Join me weekly for candid discussions about Black culture, growth, self-care, business, education, and a whole bunch of other Oh, and I have a lot of amazing friends who'll be joining me in all my nonsense. There's no telling what will happen when the mic comes on, but I promise it'll be entertaining. So get comfy and enjoy the light, the August light. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 2 of season 5. I hope y'all have figured out that this season I am not keeping to any particular schedule, so these episodes will drop on different days than what you're probably used to. So today's topic or message is simple: don't quit. And this message is just as much for me as it is for everyone else listening. So on this past Tuesday, which also happens to be my big sister's birthday, I was hearing a lovely song called It Ain't Over, which was playing in my head when I woke up. It was also there when I went to sleep the night before, which tends to happen to me even if I haven't been listening to music or I wasn't even listening to the song that day or for weeks. Music just pops into my head sometimes, which is weird, I know. But I felt like I needed to share one of these moments, in particular this one, because this message didn't just come to me in a song. It also came to me in other ways. For instance, Sarah Jake Roberts preached a sermon last Sunday titled Own Your Lesson that touched on this subject matter as well. And I happened to see the clip where she's talking about how we don't get to quit just because we get God's plan for our life wrong or we mess up. Just like in the song, it ain't over until God says it's over. But there is so much more to both of these messages. So I encourage you all to listen to the sermon as well as listen to the song if you've never heard it, because just reading the words of that song will make a lot of sense for what I'm talking about today. I also had a friend of the show and longtime listener send me a wonderful message after last week's return. Thank you again. And their message was in the same vein as these other two messages. Now, we all know that good things or God things come in threes, right? So ultimately, I knew I needed to share this message with y'all today. So as I talked about last week, it was really up in the air for me about if I would return to the August Light because I didn't know if it was truly worth the time and effort. But as I thought over each of these messages sent to me, I remembered something I always prayed for. And the moment that I realized God had already been answering that prayer, see, often I prayed that God would use me to bless others, right? I would pray, Lord, make me a blessing because, as my bishop says, if God uses you to bless others, then he's also blessing you. I also heard or read that when your cup overflows or runneth over, that means God is blessing you so much that you have enough to bless someone else. I've prayed this prayer 1,000 times over. And it wasn't until sometime this past year where I realized that God had already been doing this. And when I realized it, I just laughed because, one, God has a sense of humor, and two, because I didn't see what he'd been doing in my life all along. And not just with this show, but in my day-to-day life. Like, I'm what you would call a connector. I bring people together. I don't know why or how this happens, but I always find myself meeting people that I end up introducing to someone else because I feel they have a gift or an ability that the other needs at that time. However, I never looked at these small, ordinary acts of kindness as blessings because they weren't these big, grand gestures that we think of blessings to be. It just felt like the right thing to do in those moments. But then I realized God had been using me to bless others. He did the very thing I asked for, which is why I just cracked up. So I had to change my prayer to something else. I started to pray instead, Lord, use me to bless others in bigger and better ways. And for me, this meant use me to bless others financially because I've always saw myself as someone that would share my wealth or use it to help others like my family and close friends. I also see it as, well, like I said, when God blesses you with your cup to runneth over, that means he's blessing you too. So that means if I'm able to bless others financially, then he blessing me financially too, right? But I realized that the mindset of using money to help people isn't always how God chooses to bless us in bigger ways. To God, money is a small thing. So I had to adjust again. Because God's definition of better or bigger or good are different than our definitions of those same things. God will do things like, I don't know, have you start a podcast where you don't feel qualified, capable, or passionate about it, and then use it as a way to share lessons with you that you then have to turn around and share with others. He will use such a thing to test your obedience, your faith, your courage, your resolve, and so much more. But ultimately, he'll use you to bless someone else. See, an important part of the messages I talked about earlier is that you can't quit until God says it's over. You don't get your victory or your miracle until he gets his glory. You have to get the lesson to get the blessing. He's going to keep putting you in the fire until you get what he sent you to get. He'll keep testing you until you pass your test. And even if we think we failed or messed up, we have to keep fighting and keep pressing because God hasn't changed his mind about what he called us to do. Just because you want to quit doesn't mean you get to. When the August light was given to me, I knew that it was going to be something that was bigger than me. So I don't get to just back down when I get tired or it gets hard or I don't see the results I thought I'd see by now. I have to keep going because I was called to it. But it made me think of something that one of my homegirls sent me. She sent me a video that talked about how people don't use their faith when God calls them to do something. Instead, they're looking for feedback. They're looking for validation. They're looking for how many people are listening to their podcast or how many likes they're getting on social media or how many products they're selling in their business. And that is not what God called you to. He never asked us to walk by feedback. He asked us to walk by faith. So that's what the video is saying. And I'm guilty. I'm guilty as crap of this because I'm constantly looking for the feedback as I do this show or release a new scent or design a new product or do anything new. But that means I'm relying on feedback instead of doing what I'm supposed to do. Obedience is one of the hardest things to do when you're in a relationship with God, because the things God tells us to do require us to elevate to levels we can't fathom. They require us to do difficult things that we may not feel we are equipped to do and share parts of ourselves we are inclined to hide. They are things that will make us want to run and hide and cower in fear and test every bit of faith we have. But obedience isn't what we think. Obedience doesn't mean that if we follow what God tells us to do, that we're going to get some kind of magical result or feedback. We're not going to get the reaction that we are playing out in our minds. Obedience sometimes is simply the act of us following his will for our life, meaning as long as we do our part, that is obedience. We can't control what happens after we do our part. So we can't quit. We are sowing seeds as we do each and everything that he is calling us to do. So when I say don't quit, don't quit. Listen, life is tough and nothing worth doing or having comes without some bumps and bruises. Our dreams and goals and ambitions will test us in ways that are beyond our comprehension. The lessons I'm learning as I seek out the life I desire to live is showing me that I will be tested mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But through it all, I can't quit. So I'm telling you, don't quit. We all need good people around us. We all need a good foundation that keeps us going. This can be religion, friends, family, dreams, or whatever. But your foundation should remind you of how amazing it is to get to live this thing we call life. Because as an actor, it can be rough. I know we're going through a strike right now, so I know somebody is going through this right now. As actors, we have been on strike and dealing with our industry being shut down for some months now. So it may be taking a toll on some people. And I know that's true for non-actors too, because I hated my 9-to-5 with a passion. But I'm here to tell you, quit that job before you quit on life. Leave that relationship, but don't quit on your dreams. Don't quit on your business. Don't quit on the things that make you happy, that bring you joy, that bring you peace. Don't quit on your goals. Don't quit on your God-given purpose. keep going, and remember why you're doing it, so when it gets tough, you're able to find the motivation and courage to live another day so that your talents and gifts and abilities get out into this world and do the good they're meant to do. Because whether you believe it or not, someone needs the very thing you're holding on to. All right, y'all. Until next time, be a light, an August light. Come back next week for another enlightening episode of The August Light. If you were entertained or inspired by today's show, tell someone about it. Keep listening, follow, or subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. Leave a review somewhere, anywhere, so others can find the light too. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the August_light for all the latest news.